This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I haven't really heard anything about this lunch. I guess Donald Trump met with the senators, the GOP senators, to have lunch. I'm looking at a picture of the room, waiting for the senators at the White House. It looks like, okay, I see the White House china, by the way, is kind of pretty. It's kind of like a, what are those called, where it's not the plate, but it's something that the plate goes on. It's like a charger. What do they call it? I forget what they're called. Where it makes no sense. It doesn't sound like a plate. I think they're called chargers. I don't know. Where you put a plate on a fancy thing. Well, that fancy thing they have, it has gold around the outside. It's probably gold plated. And then there's some sort of a decorative thing on their china. There's a neatly folded white napkin on the inside. There's a little name tag. So if I was a senator, it'd be Senator Dahlia Wax. I'm so dandy. I'm sitting there going, where's the chocolate? It looks like they may be getting a salad and a main entree because I see the two forks. But I don't see a dessert utensil, which means no dessert. So that's very interesting. You can tell a lot from the way the table is set. So you see the napkin and it's white, meaning they're probably not going to get something very greasy and yummy. It's probably going to be something vegetarian. And you see the two forks, you see the knives. I don't know if they did any, what can you eat, what can't you eat, do you need kosher, whatever. It looks like there's two knives, though. And I don't get that whole two knife thing. Yeah, there's actually two knives, which means maybe they're getting an appetizer that requires a knife. You know how sometimes you get like a little, I don't know about steak tartare. I don't know. Those are like fancy things. But sometimes you get a little something that you have to cut and look all dainty. But there's two knives. Unless maybe they're supposed to be, throwing knives at each other afterwards. I really don't know. So I can't really tell. And then I see glasses of water. You see all the water filled. Okay. And you only see that glass. So I don't think they're going to get a choice of soda pop and iced tea, which happens a lot of times. It doesn't look like alcohol, so I guess all they're going to have to drink is water. So it doesn't look like the fanciest of lunches, okay? So if anybody wants to say, oh, man, they're spending a lot of money. We're being told that President Trump sat next to Nevada Senator Dean Heller, who has been an opponent of the GOP bill, although I'm not sure what his official vote would have been. I don't think we ever heard. I think it got to that. The Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins is, from what I understand, the two immediate people that Donald Trump is sitting next to. Both senators opposed the repeal and replace plan. They said they would not vote to advance an alternative repeal-only bill backed by McConnell. So as you guys have heard, what the next strategy is from the GOP is to, let's just repeal Obamacare. That's what we promised. We promised something to the American people. That's what we were voted in for. So let's do it. And there's a lot of back and forth on that. I took a poll on Facebook, and I read some of your responses yesterday, and I may read some of them today. But, there's an argument there for and against just repealing it, okay, without a replacement. You know, one is I commend, politicians for making good on their promises. That's kind of a rare thing. Politicians promise something, and then it doesn't happen. And the one thing we can credit, most of the GOP senators with, is they did bust their butts trying to do something when it came to health care. Okay, I think we could all say they are working. They're not sitting there playing around, you know, drinking iced tea and eating dessert at the White House, okay? It looks like they're stuck with a salad or something. So, I think we can all agree that they, you know, made a promise. They're really, really trying to make good on their promise, and they're trying to bust a move. Okay, good. However, at what point do we say what's more important? Is trying to make good on a promise with a crappy bill more important than doing it right? The only problem with that is, can they do it right? Is Obamacare able to be fixed? I mean, I really don't want to give Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius and Reid and all the powers that be that created Obamacare the credit of making a bill or a law that can't be broken down. But if there was such a thing, if there was such a monstrosity, the ACA is it. You promise all this stuff, you have all these regulations, and you try to take out one regulation like a plain Jenga, and the whole thing crumbles. Now, I mean, the Democrats were brilliant in what they did with the ACA. Not brilliant to you and I, because Obamacare sucks, but they were brilliant from a political standpoint. And the GOP can't touch it. We got some brilliant minds there. So if Senator Dean Heller goes, look, it's not a good bill. Why, you know, we need to come up with something better. He's right. If the senators say, look, we got to do something, you know, we promised the American people, they're right. So with this ledge, Trump's going to talk to them and good for him. I think that is a smart move. Okay. You know, we need leadership. Okay. You know, what's going on? Again, is it the same issues? You know, how can we come up with a compromise? You know, is it all about the promise, or is it all, you know, will just a repeal really help, or is a repeal something that's just going to please a lot of people? Now, some people have been saying, look, we need a revolution, and I don't like that. I don't like it when people are starting to get all up in arms and, with their pitchforks and stuff, but, you know, sometimes in order to, you know, cure, you need to cut. And, maybe the way to fix healthcare, and again, I'm not a politician, but, I may have a doctor. Maybe the way to fix healthcare is to, you know, revamp the whole system. Now, for me, the cut, okay, and the big, deep surgical cut would be getting insurance companies out of the picture and allowing a free market where you just go to the doctor. And if the doctor, you know, wants to charge $200, you go to a different doctor. And that doctor that only charges $50 or $75 to see you, he gets the sale. You know, I mean, you know, we start to let, you know, a private market come into play. The only problem is the poorest of poor wouldn't be able to go and pay $50 to see a doctor. So we still need a safety net in play. But maybe for those who don't need the safety net, get insurance out of the equation. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, let's lighten it up because we've had some pretty, pretty heavy topics this morning. This was interesting. Okay, I don't know if you guys have heard of this dating app called Hater. Hater is where you can match up with people based on a common interest, a common shared interest of something that you hate. Apparently, you look at thousands of topics, according to BuzzFeed, and you choose the things that you hate. And it turns out that people who hate the same things normally create a strong bond. That's why a lot of people politically get along. We have seen some, we saw some real bonding this last election. Yeah, you saw some huge rifts. But you had people that hated Hillary so much that they bonded. Or you had people that hated Trump so much that they bonded. And so it makes sense. Sometimes it's not that, oh, I love books, oh, I love this, oh, I love this, because people love different things about it. But if you hate something, for some reason you guys connect. So what they did is they took a look at all the data they had, and they extracted the most hated topic from every state to make a map. And it's very interesting to see what state or people from what state, what they hated more. So, for example, let me see if we can break this down. Okay. Okay. All right. So, tapas, North Dakota. North Dakota, they hate tapas. In South Dakota, they hate the New York Times. Is that interesting? All right. In Minnesota, drinking alone. That's what they hate in Minnesota. In Iowa, long hair on guys. They don't like long hair on guys. All right, in Iowa. In Nebraska, they don't like friendly reminder emails. Yeah, I don't like any of that. I don't like friendly reminder emails. Well, you know what? I do like tapas. In Kansas, they don't like Seinfeld. In Oklahoma, they don't like hearing the latest gossip. In Texas, they don't like sleeping with the window open. Well, they're now still worried about Zika and mosquitoes and all that other stuff. It's amazing. So Arizona, they don't like sand. In D.C., they don't like the idea that somebody has a soulmate. They say in North Carolina, they don't like DUI checkpoints. In Pennsylvania, they don't like money clips. Mississippi does not like anal sex. That's something that they hated. Oklahoma, they didn't like gossip. Illinois, they don't like string cheese. Let me see what else. Maine, they don't like the boys' night, like quote-unquote boys' night. Massachusetts, they don't like, they don't like the term Middle America. Connecticut, they don't like, Connecticut, they don't like winter, period. Yeah, it's interesting. It's, Lyft. Oh yeah, West Virginia, they don't like Lyft. Well, let me see. So I live in, hold on a second. Okay, so in the Pacific. Okay. Spin class, they don't like in Oregon. In California, they don't like fidget spinners. They hate fidget spinners. In, Nevada, they don't like feminism. But get this, in Utah, they don't like porn. Porn is what everybody, or the number one thing hated there. Colorado didn't like gluten-free. Yeah, that's interesting. No, NSYNC. They didn't like NSYNC. Wyoming didn't like gluten-free. Montana didn't like going to the gym. Idaho didn't asking for directions. And New Mexico didn't like polo shirts. Let's go to this Nevada, this feminism. Oh, by the way, Hawaii? Hawaii didn't like taking videos at concerts. And Alaska didn't like graffiti. I could see that. Alaska's beautiful, so you probably hate graffiti. Now, trust me, okay, people might dislike all this, but feminism in Nevada. So the number one thing hated in Nevada, according to this app, this dating app or whatever, was feminism. Now, you know, very interesting with feminism. Okay, so being a girl, you know, when I was growing up, it was really fun to do the girls rule, you know, boys suck. It was easy to do that. Okay, but then I very early on liked guys. I liked guys a lot. I had 3 boyfriends in kindergarten, okay? Yeah, and we kissed on the mouth. I mean, that was, I know, I was a hoochie mama. I really was. That was kindergarten, okay? Overall, I was a good girl when it came to sex, but I loved boys. And I noticed boys wouldn't want to hang around with me if I kept on saying, you know, girls rule and boys suck. Not that that's what feminism is. But a lot of my friends were more feministic. And they're like, you know, girl power, we need to make changes, we need to this, we need to this. But I really liked hanging around the guys. And the guys didn't talk about that kind of stuff. And I kind of felt very guilty about helping out my sisters. Because, you know, my mom and my grandmother were, you know, kind of, you know, helped break some stereotypes, you know. They weren't, you know, feminist per se, but, you know, thanks to them, you know, and their hard work, You know, our predecessors, and you know, with what they had to go through, I kind of feel like that they paved the way for me. So now I'm able to be on air. I'm able to be a doctor. I'm able to do things that used to be, you know, male dominant. But feminism per se has been turning people off, and it doesn't have to. And I think it's because the feminists are doing it wrong. So when you hear the term feminism, you're like, oh, no. Even women, when they hear the term feminism, they shy away from it. They're like, oh, no. You know, and the thing is, it doesn't have to be like that. That's the problem. When people take on a cause, they sometimes take on a cause the wrong way, and such that it starts to add negativity to a cause that may already have some negativity. And you got to do it right. You got to make it fun. You got to make it cool. Like, for example, look at the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS. Nobody knew what amyotrophic lateral sclerosis was. Nobody knew what Lou Gehrig's disease was. Nobody kind of understood what it was. It was difficult to pronounce, difficult to spell, you know. But somebody came up with the idea of throw a bunch of ice on you. And to help raise awareness. Now, a lot of people were throwing ice on each other and, you know, didn't donate. But a lot of people did donate, and they raised millions of dollars. And so what they did was, rather than browbeat people with, oh, man, look at these people die, look at these people die, look at these people die, make a negative, they made a little, they turned something that's so tragic into something that enticed people to get involved, you know? Now, I haven't really looked. Okay, you guys know I have a knack for PR, for marketing, campaigning. All right, that's kind of my love, and that's one of the very few things I'm good at. Okay, I'm not really good at a lot. Ask my husband, okay? And so I like to take a look at a cause and see what needs to be done to, or a company or whatever, and I like to take a look and say what needs to be done to give them more awareness and get them to their goal. It's just something that I do. And so I've never really looked at feminism and looked at, you know, what do they need to do to have more people rally around it as opposed to hating the idea of it. And no, this burning of the bras. By the way, though, the burning of the bras and going braless did attract a lot of people, okay, you know, to the boobies. And it might have been a brilliant marketing push. Unfortunately, though, it, to me, centered the wrong, it put focus on the wrong thing, okay? We don't want focus on our boobs, okay? If women, and again, I'm not a feminist, per se, but I believe in equal rights for everybody, okay? No matter what you are, male, female, you know, transgender, black, white, Chinese, Jewish, Catholic, Mormon, whatever, okay? So I'm just for equal rights for all. Right? But as a woman, I really don't want any concentration on the boobs. That's the big problem we've had all these years. And still, I even had my fair share. Nothing like my mother and grandmother. But still, I had my fair share of assault, of discrimination, of whatever. And the boobs had a lot to do with it. And so I probably wouldn't make the boobs the focal point. Okay? Maybe I'd make the shoulders. Maybe I'd make the, you know, I haven't put some thought into it, and I will. But I don't think feminism has to be a bad word. I think we can, you know, put everybody on the same level, okay? And, you know, bring equality to the workplace and wages, etc. But the problem is we don't talk about the issues that need to be talked about. Like, for example, well, if, you know, women want equal rights in the military, then are they also going to be drafted? And so we women have to also get our acts together going, you know, are we going to try not to have our cake and eat it too, but actually be equal? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Canadian family has found an IV catheter in a tub of ice cream. So now they have to undergo medical tests for the next 6 months. Remember we talked about how the heroin and opioid epidemic is spurring another epidemic of used syringes and needle products in areas where kids are venturing. They say four people have already been eating the caramel pecan ice cream when one bit into a medical device. The ice cream manufacturer says it has requested a full investigation by Canada's Food Inspection Agency. Quebec authorities told the family that they now are going to undergo blood tests for hepatitis A, B, C, and HIV. And they are going to be tested for the next 6 months. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency confirmed it is investigating the incident. The family was celebrating the birth of a baby, and it was the new grandfather who bit down on the syringe. He thought it was a pecan. He put it in his mouth, and then he found the tip of a syringe. And so, obviously, he's the most affected, and so now, you know, he has to get his testing. Now, hopefully, if there was HIV or hepatitis, it died, but ice cream is kept frozen. And you can sometimes preserve pathogens. Sometimes the freezing kills them. Sometimes the freezing preserves them. So, yes, they are at risk. But this is ridiculous. So what, does that mean somebody at the manufacturer was using and decided to just dump it in? Oh, where did that go? Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You know, people think, okay, gosh, if you're going to use a needle, you know, use some sense and put it. Look, after they shoot up, you get this euphoria. You lean back. You're like, ah. Do you really think you stop to, you know, remember to take off the tourniquet? Remember to, oh, I got to put this needle here or put this needle there? No. See? Now, then after they come to or after they, you know, start to become more lucid, maybe they clean up. But that's probably why we see all this crap all over the place. So it's very, very frustrating, but we'll keep you posted on that. Now, some good news. Doctors reverse brain damage in a 2-year-old girl that nearly drowned. She was pulled out of a swimming pool without a pulse February 2016. This is one of the first of its kind reported in terms of reversal of brain damage. Eden Carlson was not breathing. Her mom found her in the swimming pool in 2016. Her daughter had climbed through a baby gate, past a heavy door, and into the pool while mommy was showering. You see, with my kids, and they're probably going to be messed up for life, but I threw the kids into a playpen and brought them into the bathroom, but I kept them out of the steam so they didn't have to deal with the steam of the shower. But I put them in a place where I could constantly look at them when I was in the shower. And even if they were two, and mind you, two-year-olds can climb out, you know, of the playpen, but I made sure they had something. I would sing to them in the shower, try to keep them entertained, you know, I'm not saying, you know, oh, she should have done that, but for those moms who don't know what to do when they have to take a shower, you know, you don't have to leave your kid alone. Bring them into the bathroom with you. Lock them in the bathroom with you if you have to. Anyway, so Eden was supposed to be playing with her older siblings, according to this, and family members said Eden was not breathing, had no pulse, when she was found between 10 and 15 minutes after she got into the water. The mom performed CPR, but Eden had gone into cardiac arrest and had no heartbeat for nearly 2 hours. So she was rushed to the hospital. Doctors were able to revive her, thank God. Family members said her kidneys and liver weren't working. Blood pressure was alarmingly low. The MRI showed she had suffered a deep gray matter injury to her brain and cerebral atrophy with the gray and white matter. So there was a shrinking of the brain. So doctors gave her only between 2 and 48 hours to live, but she survived, and 48 days later was released from the hospital. Now, at the time of her release, she did not respond to commands, could not speak, and constantly squirmed. Shortly after her release, doctors within the LSU Health Science Centers New Orleans and the University of North Dakota School of Medicine started giving Eden oxygen therapy treatments in an effort to reverse the brain damage in the days before she could travel to New Orleans to undergo treatment in a hyperbaric chamber. Dr. Paul Hart, clinical professor at Louisiana State University, started giving Eden these normobaric oxygen therapy, where you are treated with oxygen levels that are the same as those found in sea level, 45 minutes twice a day. And according to this case study that was published last month in Medical Gas Research, doctors said Eden became more alert, stopped squirming as a result of the treatment. She started to laugh and had more control over her arms and eyes. Her speech started to improve, but her vocabulary appeared diminished. About 2.5 months after she drowned, Stanley started using the hyperbaric chamber. She underwent the treatment for 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and showed visually apparent improvement. After just 10 of the planned 40 hyperbaric chamber sessions, Eden's mother told doctors that her daughter was near normal. Oh, my God, thank God. So, right now, she only has mild residual injuries, And wow, 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 this is huge. Now, remember I told you years ago that I would like everybody going to bed with oxygen to see if it could stave off and prevent dementia. I just think the brain could use all the extra oxygen that it gets, which is why people with sleep apnea, I believe, are more at risk for dementia because they don't get as much air and their circulating blood oxygen levels are low when they stop breathing in their sleep. And I would really like to see a study of that. I would also like to see those with CTE, traumatic encephalopathy that we see with football players and wrestlers, etc. I'd like to see them be put on oxygen therapy or a CPAP mask to continuous positive airway pressure to push oxygen in to help their brain. I'd like to see that and see if that helps reverse damage or help preserve brain function. I on my own can't do the study. I got too much going on. But if anybody wants to do that study, I would, I'd love to see what the results are. But this is great news. This is brilliant. So we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I saw this article, Resisting the Seduction of a Buffet. Now, a lot of us live near buffets. Or we go to a conference and we have to eat at a buffet. Right? Buffets are the quickest key to obesity. And there's a lot of Chinese buffets. We have a lot of Chinese buffets, and this research centered around Chinese buffet. And Cornell researcher Brian Wansink tracked the behavior of people at all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet restaurants and found that thin people have habits that seem to keep their eating in check. And they say this is how to follow their lead. First, ask to be seated away from the buffet at restaurants. Don't face the food, so you avoid added temptation. Before grabbing a plate, tour the buffet and decide which dishes you most want. Give yourself a limit, 5 to 7 items, let's say, and then pare down options. Keep your portion sizes in check. Choose a smaller plate. You know, the Circus Buffet in Las Vegas, I remember those plates were huge. But if you take a dessert plate and you eat off of that, you put less on there. Then slow down your eating. Use your non-dominant hand. So I'm right-handed. They suggest eat with your left hand. If you're the one paying the bill at the restaurant, resist the mindset of trying to get your money's worth. Yeah, that's a biggie. That's what always got our family. Because we had grown up poor, and our parents and then grandparents were dealing with depression and Dust Bowl and all that. That if you spent money, and buffets cost a pretty penny, well, I'm going to get my money's worth. And so you're like, oh, I'm going to get dessert, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get this, so I'm going to feel better about, and sometimes you eat even if you're not even hungry. You're like, well, I'm at a buffet and I got to leave, and maybe if I eat extra, I'll stay full longer. You notice you still don't. Now, if you eat hardly anything for a meal, yeah, that's an issue. But if you eat extra and gorge at a buffet, do you feel full longer? No. In fact, you'll probably get hungrier sooner because your body has to shoot out so much insulin. Shoot, I said, S-H-O-O-T, shoot out so much insulin to help bring that sugar down. And so, if you can avoid a buffet, avoid a buffet. Now in Vegas, it's kind of easy to avoid a buffet because buffets are, like, really getting expensive. That's cheaper to just go to a sit-down. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, women are always complaining that guys could lose weight easier. You know, they could exercise, they could drop the pounds. Well, there's a study that we are being told that has found that exercise is not equally effective among the sexes. Well, duh. And apparently exercise helps men lose weight, but not women. Now, before we get all our panties all up in a bunch, okay, and I know I have a lot of men that listen to the show, more men than women, and we're only talking about rats, okay? Looks like in mice, that's where they found this. And they say there was a clear difference between the two genders. Colorado University researchers said brains are hardwired differently, triggering separate reactions in men and women. Exercise is widely known to suppress the appetite, helping to prevent weight gain, but it's only rang true in mice, male mice. They hinted that the findings, which are in huge contrast to medical knowledge, could trigger gender-specific exercise routines in the future to help them shed the pounds. Study author Rebecca Forright said it's unacceptable to simply assume females will respond to interventions in the same manner as males. They say in experiments, there was a large difference between male and female rats fed a high-fat diet, half of which were then trained to run on a treadmill. After a total of 10 weeks, the male rats who exercised ate less food and gained less weight than their sedentary peers. But the exercising females did not reduce their consumption and weighed just the same as their inactive counterparts. So you see what they're saying? In terms of mice, the males ate less when they exercised. The females didn't. And when the study was repeated, and males fed a low-fat diet, the impact on exercise on body weight was evident even sooner. Now, I like to always kind of take a look at the, evolutionary reasoning behind this. And so I'm wondering if in caveman days, okay, if we can extrapolate this to females or to humans. In caveman days, women were always running around after the children, and they expended a lot of energy. And if they did lose the weight that easily, then unfortunately they would become too skinny. And so I really think, you know, being a woman and going through everything that I've gone through, I really think that there is a design in our bodies to not allow us to lose the weight like we need to. And that's really frustrating because I work out so much more than my husband. I work out so much more. And when he works out, he starts to slim down right away. Me, it's like nothing happens. And I think it's because I was designed to always have big boobies, big butt, you know, a tummy, some love handles, okay? You know, and now for some reason, I'm seeing a second chin. Are you kidding me? You're only supposed to have one chin. Okay, listen, I read evolutionary books, okay? They say you're only supposed to have one chin. So it's interesting. They say women, however, are walking less than men. There's a study saying that women are risking their health by walking around 1,000 fewer steps every day than men, according to a Stanford University study. Childcare, housework, they say, and embarrassment have been blamed for women failing to exercise in Great Britain. Embarrassment. Now, I don't think it's embarrassing to walk. It's embarrassing for me to be at the gym. Okay, I told you guys, I don't like going to the gym and being around other people that look good. And here I am, you know, wearing my Bart Simpson t-shirt or whatever I'm wearing, my, you know, I love Michael Fassbender, you know, sweats, whatever. So, yeah, I get embarrassed like that, but I have no problem exercising at home. I have no problem walking around my neighborhood. They say most people with tracking devices such as Fitbit set themselves a daily target of 10,000 steps, but women achieve less than half of this. Now, it could be because we're in high heels, you know. A study using smartphone accelerometers that automatically recorded stepping motions found that women manage only 4,900 steps on average a day. Men rack up 5,900. So that's interesting. Now, here's the other thing. I do make my husband do more stuff around the house. So I come home, and I'm like, can you pick up the dog poo? Can you do this? Can you do this? So that's where I think he gets his extra steps. I don't think he gets his extra steps when I'm not around. But when I'm around, I order him around, then he steps. Or he tries to hide from me. I go into this room, and he's gone. I go into this other room, and he's gone. So, you know, he hides, and that's a lot of activity. But going back to the exercise issue, let's get a little bit more tactical here. They say other research has shown that a single bout of exercise leads to an increase in interleukin-6 in male rodents. Excuse me. Now, this chemical, this interleukin-6, stores itself in the hypothalamus. That's a region of the brain responsible for regulating how much food we eat. IL-6 is produced by muscle cells during acute bouts of strenuous exercise. So that's why when you exercise, your appetite goes down. They say studies have shown it could enhance the beneficial effects of exercise on body weight by suppressing hunger. So, but again, on males. What stinks, though, is in this last study, they say it may have a opposite effect on females, where if you exercise, you may eat more. Now, remember I told you there was a study that came out talking about that? Where, when you know, some people who exercise may actually eat more. We were like, what, huh, what? But I was like, no, it makes sense. Because if I do a real good workout Saturday or Sunday morning, and then it's time for us to, you know, decide to, I don't know, maybe go out for brunch, I'll eat more. Because I'll say, I had a good workout. Whereas, if I hadn't exercised that day and I feel guilty, I'm like, you know what, I better just stick to a salad. So, you see how that works? So maybe, yes, I have eaten salad before. How do people not think I eat salad? I eat salad. I don't like to brag about it. All right. Speaking of fruit and vegetables, they say, according to this study, and we should probably spend a little bit more time on it, a lot of fruits and vegetables have pesticides. And they say the average strawberry could have at least 20 synthetic chemicals. Spinach, nectarines, apples. You know, non-organic avocados and sweet corn, only 1% of non-organic avocados and sweet corn are contaminated. But even clean produce could have pesticides, and they recommend going organic. Now, in this particular report, they say the Dirty Dozen, according to the Environmental Working Group, says the produce with the most pesticide contamination is strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples, peaches, celery, grapes, pears, cherries, tomatoes, bell peppers, and potatoes. But the cleanest, okay, quote-unquote clean, or the least contaminated, are avocado, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbages, onions, frozen peas, papayas. This is stuff we don't want to eat. Asparagus, mangoes, eggplants, honeydew melons, kiwis, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and grapefruit. Okay, nobody wants to eat cauliflower, so no wonder we don't get exposed to pesticides. So, apparently this study was carried out by the Environmental Working Group. They analyzed 48 types of popular non-organically grown fruits and vegetables. The analysis was based on more than 36,000 samples. And all the produce was washed. And it was peeled, if appropriate. So we're even talking about peeled kiwi. And they said 70% of the samples were contaminated with pesticide residues, with 178 different chemicals being identified. And so, organic vegetables, there was some debate on are they actually healthier. In terms of nutritional status, it's debatable. But in terms of having less chemicals, absolutely. So, now, there was a new study saying that products grown without pesticides may have higher levels of flavanols. And flavanols are healthier. And vegetables are 20% more antioxidants if they don't have pesticides on them. But, again, I want to say that's it's still being debated. There's been a lot of discussion on, you know, is it really healthier? Are you kidding? So try to avoid pesticides. The problem is organic food, it's just too expensive. I can't stand buying organic food in terms of, you know, getting so little for what I get. And then I'm like, well, to hell with it. I'll just wash it off. You know, we'll peel the banana. But pesticides get in there, so it's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say a woman in Oregon accused of profiting from a fake cancer diagnosis. These people don't go away. Apparently Jill Hance had started a GoFundMe page. And, oh, not Jill, I'm sorry. There was a, she was somebody who unfortunately donated to this. We'll talk more about it in a bit. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.